Can I say this? Now, this may be sort of a cop-out answer, Bill. I just want to say that history is important to me. And I know that it sounds maybe a little bit simplistic to say that we should just talk about history. We should talk about the achievements and the accomplishments of great Americans in the founding of our country, its establishment, and you know, every decade, every period in between. I understand why we have Black History Month, but I actually am not a proponent of having one month where you say, and now we'll look at the achievements, the contributions of Blacks in America. I think if you just look at the history timeline, it takes more effort to disregard the contributions that happen on a natural timeline and save them for February than it does to just go ahead and say, hey, listen, this is what this guy did in 1910. This happened in 1926. And everyone who contributed during that time, why not acknowledge them? I would like to, if I could for a second, I want to read a quote from Carter G. Woodson. And Carter G. Woodson, that great historian, and I would say largely credited and recognized as the father of Black History Month, believed it was important to acknowledge the contributions of Blacks in history, but not to exalt those contributions as if they were something special or different from other contributions. This is what he said. He said, we should emphasize not Negro history, but the Negro in history. What we need is not a history of selected races or nations, but the history of the world, void of national bias, race, hate, and religious prejudice. And he said, there should be no indulgence and undue eulogy of the Negro. The case of the Negro is well taken care of when it is shown how he has far influenced the development of civilization. I could not agree with him more, Bill. I think that when we just look at the timeline, we look at the continuum, we say, you know what? From this point to this point, look at what men and women were doing to make this country amazing. And I like to take the spiritual perspective. I like to say, look at how godly men contributed to history. I mean, we don't have a month of, you know, Christians in history. We have history where people, and now there are opportunities where we say, and listen, this person feared God. And so we don't neglect that. We don't take that out, but we don't have a special Christian History Month. I think the same should be true of Black History Month. Not that I'm saying we need to do away with celebrating Black contributions in America, because I understand the need for that. I understand why it's important that we have that. But for our children, what we are doing is teaching them history. And we are teaching them various histories. And so it's important that we make sure they understand when they're looking at a timeline, we're not going to exclude someone's contribution because they're of a different ethnicity, but we're also not going to exalt it as if there was something special. Now, I want to be very careful with that. While I say we want to be careful not to exalt as if there's something special, we are obligated to teach our children of our nation's past. And that there was a time when in this country they were, as Black people, disregarded. There was a time when, you know, maybe your contributions would have been overlooked. So it's I think there's a delicate balance there. But what we also don't want to do is to perpetuate sort of this separate but equal mentality. I think, in fact, to have a separate month where now this is Black history, it is sort of taking us back to what we worked so hard to move away from, and it's a form of separate but equal.